Dr. Larry Nassar is back in court this week. The former Michigan State sports doctor is accused of abusing dozens of patients under the guise of treatment. And for years, his alleged victims say they tried to report what was happening, only to be brushed off. Michigan Radio's Kate Wells looks at why some adults may ignore the signs of abuse. And a warning, this story may be disturbing for some of our listeners.
By now, you are used to seeing Larry Nassar on TV, in court, wearing that orange jumpsuit and the flip-flops. But I want to take you back a little bit, back to when Dr. Nassar was seen as this kind of geeky dad type. You know, glasses, a tucked-in polo, he had his cell phone holstered to his khakis. And in this insanely demanding world of Olympic-level gymnastics, Nassar built his reputation as the guy who cared about your kid.
Not just physically, but mentally, you have to protect your athletes. You have to let them know that we care.
This is Nassar 4 years ago. He's talking on a very popular podcast. It's called Gymcastic. And the host, Jessica O'Byrne, was a big fan.
I'm just going to tell you that I'm totally biased in this interview, completely and totally biased because I just love Larry Nassar and he's totally amazing.
O'Byrne was not the only person who felt this way. By all accounts, Nassar was an icon. He was the Olympic team doctor, a professor at Michigan State University, and in a sport where, as O'Byrne puts it, athletes have had metal rods put in their legs because their bones are so injured, Nassar said, look, I am different. I put the gymnasts and their safety first. That was his mantra, actually.
Gymnast first. Gymnast first. Gymnast first.
It's all about trust, Nassar said. The most important thing is that the gymnasts trust you.
If you do something where you break their train of trust, you're done. Because they'll never trust you again. And they'll tell the other gymnasts.
And then during treatment, Nassar's alleged victims say he put his ungloved fingers into their vaginas, and sometimes into their anuses. Today, several former athletes and students say they told their MSU coaches, trainers, even the university's Title IX office about Nassar years ago. All those women say they were told it was a misunderstanding, that Nassar was doing legitimate medical treatment.
The community always circles the wagon around the offender and attacks the victims.
This is clinical and forensic psychologist Carla Van Dam. She studies child molesters, and she says despite everything we know intellectually, adults don't really think that the people we like and trust could hurt our kids.
The sex offenders who are the successful offenders are people that we know and trust and invite into our homes and give access to our children to them.
Even when parents see warning signs, she says, often the most common reaction is to feel paralyzed. One mom told investigators she saw that Nassar had a visible erection on two occasions during treatments with her daughter. But at the time, she dismissed it. Nassar's wife was pregnant, so this mom says she figured, well, maybe he's not having a lot of sex at home. Van Dam, the forensic psychologist, says that reaction can sound weird to us now, but in those moments, she says, we feel embarrassed and confused because this one piece of evidence feels way smaller than all the good things we believe about this nice guy.
Imagine that mother turning around and saying, this is not okay. What are you doing with an erection here? Can you imagine somebody actually saying that and having everybody else support that mother?
Now, it's important to note here that Nassar has always maintained his innocence. And you remember that gymnastics podcast, the one that Nassar went on a few years ago? When the host, Jessica O'Byrne, heard about the accusations of abuse, she immediately thought back to their interview.
I just wanted to just destroy the interview, throw it in the trash, pretend it never happened, apologize to everyone. And at the same time, I knew that I couldn't do that.
She could not take it down, she says, because now it was evidence, not like criminal evidence that could come up in a court, but historical evidence. Proof, she says, of a mistake that we keep making again and again and again, that child molesters know how to gain our trust. They know how to get us to like them. And then they can use our trust to hurt our kids. I'm Kate Wells, Michigan Radio News.